Wednesday, May 26, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I'd expressed my concerns over Joe Biden's tax policy during the campaign before he became president. I saw things like eliminating the stepped-up basis in estates as a real threat to transitioning ownership of family farms and businesses from one generation to another. I think that one of the tenets of the American dream is to build wealth that is passed on within families as the cornerstone of our economic structure. One acquires assets such as farmland that produces income that are taxed that are never intended to be sold. Farmland also is subject to property taxes to support community schools and such. As long as they remain in family hands, these asset values should be stepped up in estates without tax consequences, undermining the wealth creation. Eliminating the capital gains tax exemption in estates would destabilize the wealth foundation supporting the U.S. ag economy. The way that it is, the American Farm Bureau Federation says that only 30% of family-owned businesses survive the transition from first to second generation ownership, 12% survive from the second to third generation, and just 13% of family businesses remain in the family for more than 60 years. That is why Century Farms are so honored. My wife and I are both the fourth generations to own farmland, and we hope to hold it together for the kids to make it the fifth. The good news is that there's been some universal pushback to Biden's tax plans, particularly the elimination of the stepped-up basis subject to capital gains taxation. I thought that Biden would win the election last fall, so there would be a strong policy debate over his proposed tax policies. I was told before the election that I was too concerned. I was told that he did not get a rubber stamp Congress, and that rural Democratic constituencies had aligned interests on these tax issues. 13 House Democrats said that they will not support changes to capital gains rules that would put family farms at risk. Democrats only hold a 6-vote majority. As we have seen the debate unfold, there is some truth behind the assertion. If the Biden tax plan is passed, it will be watered down from what was initially proposed. Biden has no plan to change current estate tax law specific to the estate tax because he doesn't have to. Current law with $11.7 million 2021 exemption sunsets December 31st, 2025, or after the exemption collapses to $5 million per person. Well, that will create a much larger pool of taxable estates, which the American Farm Bureau estimates could top over 2 million farm estates. It is the lesser threat to what is proposed. Loss of the stepped-up basis in 1031 exchange for capital gains taxation is much worse. The stepped-up basis is not a loophole, as has been described, having been in place since 1921. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The stepped-up basis for capital gains taxes allows heirs to revalue property at the time of death so that no capital gains obligation is incurred by the estate. I own a farm bought by my grandfather, inherited by my father, that has been stepped up twice. So a potential capital gains obligation is building when passed on to the next generation without the exclusion. We also used a 1031 exchange to rearrange family land ownership. Biden's plan would get rid of that too. Donald J. Trump's tax change eliminated the use of the 1031 exchange for anything other than real estate in 2017. The Biden plan values assets at the time of death for their capital gains liability. Realizing that they were overreaching, they have been modifying the tax plan to make it less bludgeoning to family farms and businesses. They put a $500,000 cap on deferral to 1031 like-kind exchange. They will allow a stepped-up basis in the first $2 million per couple in capital gains, $1 million per person, including exclusion for personal residences. USDA says that it is high enough for 98% of farms to be passed on without a capital gains tax obligation. Any capital gains above the exemption are hit harder with a 43.4% tax rate versus the current 23.8%. While I would prefer a full exemption for family farms and businesses as is current under present law, at least the proposed exemptions limits the potential for trouble. I'm not against estate taxes or capital gains taxes in general, but the Biden plan as proposed is not about just taxing the wealthy. It could weaken the financial base under our industry, which is not in the interest of our country. The Purdue University Ag Barometer found 95% of respondents are concerned over this risk. 270 million acres are expected to change hands over the next 20 years. We need to keep the family farms in the family. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.